If mums and dads can look, they've all got numbers on, okay? Well, I want to talk about the Christmas tree, and hopefully we'll get to the Christmas story through the Christmas tree this morning. I'm going to show you a short video about where some people think the Christmas tree may have come from. Now, this is a story, it's a tradition, and I've heard different versions of it, so it's not like the Bible. We can rely on the Bible as being completely true. But this is a story about how the Christmas tree may have come about. Okay? I think we're ready. We'll need sound. Yeah. Is there sound?
My leaves are so unchanging.
You know, I've always wondered, why do we cut down trees and drag them into our houses at Christmas time? How does that celebrate Jesus?
Hey, that's a good one.
It's a good thing I brought my flannel graph. The tradition of the Christmas tree comes from northern Germany, where for thousands of years, tribes decorated with tree branches, and before they knew about Jesus, even linked certain trees to make-believe gods.
Wait, make-believe gods?
Yep. One giant oak tree was called the Oak of Thor. If anyone cut it down, they believed the god Thor would strike them dead.
Goodness gracious, then what happened?
Well, a Christian named Boniface came to northern Germany to tell them about Jesus. They said, "We don't believe in Jesus, we believe in Thor. Look, here's his tree." Boniface had to find a way to show them Thor wasn't real. So guess what he did?
I think I know.
He picked up an axe and chopped down the tree.
What happened?
Nothing. So everyone realized Thor was fake and started believing in Jesus instead.
That's amazing. But, where do Christmas trees come in?
Well, according to the story, Boniface then pointed to a small fir tree that was growing right next to Thor's oak tree and said, "This will be your new symbol. You use this tree to build your homes. Let Christ be at the center of your households. Its leaves remain evergreen in the darkest days. Let Christ be your constant light. Its branches reach out to embrace, and its top points to heaven. Let Christ be your comfort and guide." So people started cutting down small fir trees and hanging them from the ceilings of their houses to remind them of Jesus. And that's where Christmas trees came from.
Wow. I'm glad I don't have to drag a giant oak tree into my house to remind me of Thor.
And I'm glad we don't hang Christmas trees from the ceiling anymore. They'd be hard to decorate.
Aren't you glad that we don't anymore? Say that an oak tree belongs to Thor. But now each December together rejoice. A fir tree for Jesus, a much better choice. Oh, Christmas tree, at last I can see how you point us to Jesus so beautifully.
I don't know. We don't know exactly where the tradition started. Some people do think that it came out of this pagan festival, and then that was changed and made into a Christian symbol. What we do know for sure is that a prince from Germany called Prince Albert brought the Christmas tree to the UK. And they actually sent out this picture to everybody around as like their Christmas card. And everyone saw that the royal family, Prince Albert and Queen Victoria, had this Christmas tree. And so all the posh people in London all decided they wanted a Christmas tree too. So that tradition soon started. And within 10 years, pretty much everybody in the country decided they wanted a Christmas tree. And that's become part of our tradition here and in the United States ever since. Now, I've got to be honest with you, me and Christmas trees don't always get along. This is the Christmas tree we've had for about the last 20 years. That's my little dog. And it's an imitation one, and I bought it in the sale after Christmas. It was going cheap. And it's been really good. It's got fur coat, it's really nice. So that's kept us going the last 20 years. But sometimes you kind of get the call, don't you? Can't we have a real one? So one year, I remember, we decided we would have a real one. The only problem was the real one fell over long before Christmas, and it kind of looked a bit like that. That wasn't actually it, but that's that's how it kind of ended up looking. So we've gone back to the artificial one ever since. Anyway, I brought a little Christmas tree with me this morning, but it's looking a bit lonely and a bit bare, isn't it? Okay? And so I thought it would be nice if we could have some baubles to go on my tree, to decorate my tree, to remind us what Christmas is all about. So can I have bauble number one? Somebody's got the present number one. Have you got number one? Or would you like to come up? You come up. Thank you. Thank you. Shall we open it and see what's in there? Oh, very good. I know it's going to be hard for you to give up your little gift, isn't it? Right, let me help you. We could be here a long time. Oh, who's that? Do you know who that is? It's the big red man in the suit. That's Santa, isn't it? Okay, now, I know you're going to have to part with Santa, so I thought I'd better give you something in exchange. So here you go, a little chocolate Santa. Is that better? That's nicer to eat than that one. Okay, so shall we put Santa on the tree? Right, let's put Santa on the tree. Okay. Did you know that in a survey, 51% of children in the UK thought that Christmas was Santa's birthday? Sadly, that's where we've got to. Because people don't see the true message and they see the Santas, they thought if it's somebody's birthday, it has to be Santa's. 51. I find that quite disturbing. I don't know about you. Number two. Okay. Can you open that? Oh, look at this. Okay. Wow. Wow. There we go. Ooh, one, two. How many are in there? Three. And can you read anything on them? What have they got on them? Letters. What do the letters say? What's that letter? M, J, and N. Okay, who can M, J, and N be? Mary, Joseph, no. Matthew, Jordan, and Naomi. Oh, come on, wakey, wakey. So we'll put, perhaps you can have this job, dear. You can put the chocolates up there, and you can hang my baubles. Thank you. Do you want to stick them up there? Would you like a chocolate? Take one. Thank you. Not too high. Right. Number three. Number three. This is a very important one in our household. Oh, wow. Thank you very much. It's a very, very important one. Ooh. Do you want to open it? What's in there? Let's open there. What's that one? What's that? What's that one? The robin. Now, the robin is very special in our house because the robins is my football team. Oh. And wherever the robins are in the league, that's where it sits on the tree. So if we're at the top, it goes near the top. And if we're halfway up, which we are, but halfway up, it sits halfway up the tree. Now, we could have had a Suffolk punch, but I don't want to hang things off the bottom. Oh. Although they did win yesterday, I actually went on Arthur's ticket. He didn't go and he didn't see them win, but there you go. Yeah, give us. What was that?
He says he wasn't cold.
Okay, can I have halfway up? Can I have number four, please? Who's got number four? Oh, Trent. Marvellous. Well done, Trent. Thank you. Marvellous. Can we have that one? Should we have that present? Do you want to open it? Should we open the present? Open the present. What have you got? Happy New Year, everyone. There it is. It's music. Look at this. Music. I should have shown you these things going through, then you might have been able to see what they are. There's the Sander. There's Matthew, Jordan and Naomi. Oh, there's the Robin. And there's music to remind us of Christmas music, good and bad. I won't say which pieces I like. Can you put that on? Not too high. Thank you very much. We have lots of Christmas music, don't we? Now, I don't think we're really getting to the Christmas story. Do you think so? What it's really about. So can we have number five? And perhaps this can help us find our way. Would you like to open that? What might we need to help us find our way? And I'm not on the bat sat now. Yes? A what? A torch? No, it's not a torch. Kind of. Whee! Thank you very much. Can I have that one? And Raquel will give you a nice... give you a nice chocolate. Can see Raquel. Okay, yeah, we have a star. Okay. Now we might be getting somewhere if we can... this does fit it because I tried it the other day. Whee! Okay, so we have a star now to start to guide us to what Christmas is really all about. Right, can I have number six, please? What do you have there? An angel. Okay. So I have a glass angel. So I'll put that up here. This is how my Christmas tree is at home. All the important bits are at the top, okay? All the fun bits down the bottom, but all the important bits sit up the top. So we have the angel. And of course, the angels announce the good news to the shepherds. We read in Luke 2, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Can I have number 7? Anyone got? Oh, marvellous. Good lad. Do you want to open that? Thank you. Oh, we have a heart. Thank you. Raquel, you can do your job, Raquel. We have a heart. And of course, Christmas is about a time where we show our love to each other, isn't it? But it's also primarily a time when we remember God's love to us. And God sent to us the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 John 4 and verse 10 we read, "This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins," that Jesus was coming to die for our sins. Thank you. My glamorous assistant, thank you. Thank you. Number 8. Has our number got number 8? Oh, yes. Here we are. Look. Tinkle, tinkle. Would you like to open that? Oh, well done. Do you want to open that for me? Can we open it? Oh, dear. I hope this is exciting. Do you think it'd be an exciting one? Woo. Oh, dear. That's a bit of a plain, ordinary one, isn't it? Eh? We've got lots of those plain, ordinary ones on your tree. Right, go and see Raquel. Now, I put a plain and ordinary one on there, because it reminds me that actually, you know, most of us are pretty plain and ordinary, but, you know, each one of us is important to God. Whoever we are, however much we might think of ourselves, it reminds me that God loved us so much, me and you. He loved you and me so much that he sent his Son, Jesus, to be our Saviour. And if it had only been me, and if it had only been you that had done wrong, he would have sent Jesus to die for us. But who's got number 9? Nobody? Oh dear, where's it gone? Where's oh, what's this down here? Oh look, there's a little baby in a basket here. We've been ignoring him all morning. Okay, so we're going to bring him up here. And let's see, perhaps, oh look, in here just happens to be some more gifts that you missed when you went looking. Because in here are some more important things that remind us about Christmas. Now, I can get in here. That's my mum. She wraps it up so hard you can never get in it. 2 pieces of wood. That's a funny thing for Christmas, isn't it? 2 pieces of wood. You might have seen this before, because it says on here, Aubrey. And I found these pieces of wood next door, and they clearly belong to Aubrey, so we'll have to get them back to him. But I think that there is a reason for this, and that actually these two pieces of wood go together and they make a cross. Now, I don't know if you would like really to have a cross on your Christmas tree. As a cross, has anyone got a cross on their Christmas tree? But perhaps we should. Perhaps we should. Because we need to remember, don't we, that the whole reason that Jesus came to this world was to go to the cross. That he came with that express reason to go and to die on the cross. Any of the children, why did Jesus have to die on the cross? Can any of the children tell me? Why did Jesus die on the cross? Yes? Right. You're absolutely right. God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross to forgive all the people for their sin, for all the bad things that they're doing, and that includes you and me. None of us is perfect, and we needed Jesus to come. Yes, Jesus came, but he knew, even when he came, because he was there with God in eternity past, he knew when he came that he was going to die on the cross for us. And he came with that reason in mind. It's probably a bit difficult to hang that on the tree, but we'll have it there to remind us. And in here, there's just one more little parcel. Move this on. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. That means so that we might die to sin and start to live the way that pleases God. And in here are three things that usually sit at the top of my tree just to remind me of what Christmas is all about. And I managed to get these in a Christian bookshop a few years ago. And that two of them are in the shape of a cross. And here's the first one, hope. Because that's actually what Jesus came to bring, wasn't it? To bring us hope. Not a kind of hope like, will Ipswich ever win another game? Oops, sorry. That's hoping for the best, but this is a certain hope. A hope that when we die, we will go to glory with him because Jesus died for us. It's a hope that we can have if we truly trust in him. And the next one is what we had this morning from Inala and Trade and their family, and that is joy. Okay? True joy. We all can be happy at Christmas, but that kind of happiness fades, doesn't it? But true joy is found when we know the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior and we know he's in control of our world. Our world and our country is in a bit of a mess. But God is in control. And so we can have joy that God is doing what is best. And the final one that I have in here is a glass dove. And what does that remind us of? Peace. Okay. Jesus came to be our peace. And to offer his peace to the world. It's a peace that only really he can offer us. And we need his peace. Oh, I don't know where I'm going to put this one. Yeah, that's all right. We need to know his peace in our lives. But you know, there's something still missing with this tree. Can anyone tell me what it is? Huh? A stable. No, it's not a stable. Yes? Lights. Okay. Just, well, it has lights, isn't it? some we did earlier. And the lights remind us what? Whose light? Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. And I don't know how heavy your heart is this morning or how difficult a place you might find yourself in your life. But Jesus came to be the light of the world. He comes to light up your life, to give you hope and joy and peace. Amen.